The public school system in Gary, Indiana, used to be one of that state's largest, and folks called it a model district. Among its graduates, a Nobel Prize economist, successful business leaders, and entertainers. But today, Gary is having trouble meeting payroll, and it's shutting down schools. Michael Puente from member station WBEZ explains what happened.
It's another busy day for students in Nikki Date's fifth grade class at Jefferson Elementary School in Gary, Indiana. As they do every year, the students here prepare for all important standardized tests.
Do the problem in your book. Group four is math fun.
And like every year, Date has her top students, like Diablo Edwards. Diablo is into school, but he also has a long list of favorites outside of class.
Yeah. SpongeBob, dragons, cartoons.
Diablo, Dates, and everyone at Jefferson is doing their best to carry on as normal this year, as if it really was a regular school year. But it's not. Their school is slated to close in June, not because Jefferson Elementary is doing poorly, but because Gary School District is running out of money.
The morale is low right now, and we're doing everything we can to conduct business as usual.
Michael Buckner has been Jefferson's principal for 2 years. He's brought in parent volunteers and other resources to keep students motivated and to improve behavior. Now, his school is going to close. Jefferson is just the latest Gary public school to face closure over the decades. Back in the 60s, Gary had 40,000 students in nearly four dozen schools. Today, there are less than 6,000 public school students. The city also has a dozen and a half school buildings to maintain, but fewer tax dollars to keep them running. Just last fall, voters narrowly rejected a last-ditch effort for a property tax increase to pay off Gary Public School System's $101 million debt.
The Gary School Corporation, as we all know, is experiencing unprecedented financial crisis unlike any school corporation has experienced in the state of Indiana.
Indiana State Senator Eddie Melton is a Democrat from Gary. He spoke at a recent state Senate committee. Melton and other Hoosier lawmakers are searching for solutions for Gary, things like loan forgiveness, increased funding, or maybe a fiscal monitor. But none will solve Gary's underlying problem, population loss. Since the late 1960s, nearly 100,000 people have left Gary for good. Only about 80,000 residents remain. Gary has been bleeding industry and businesses for decades, and that's drained the taxes the city needs to run a healthy school system. And now there's more public charter schools than ever to compete with.
There is a connection between the proliferation of charter schools and the need to stabilize the Gary Community School Corporation.
That's Gary Mayor Karen Freeman Wilson speaking to that same state Senate committee. She says every child who leaves the Gary schools for a charter takes with them tax dollars that Gary could spend on its own schools. In 2006, Gary schools had about 12,000 students. Today, just half of that. Another 5,500 students are enrolled in charter schools. Freeman Wilson wants the state to impose a moratorium on new charter schools.
I believe in school choice. I think our job right now is to make sure that every choice that a parent has is a viable and a quality choice. And right now that means working to shore up the traditional public school corporation in the city of Gary.
Indiana's new state school superintendent, Jennifer McCormick, says some districts are working well with charters, but
there are some communities that are doing that better than others. But because of the financial situation around the state, you know, we're going to have to be good partners with traditional public schools and then public charters and the non-pubs.
Back at Jefferson Elementary, Principal Buckner is holding out hope that his school could stay open.
But I truly believe if we can really make a turnaround and show higher test scores and better behavior for the kids, they may have to reconsider.
So you feel that there's a chance they could reconsider?
I'm hoping and praying that for that to happen, absolutely.
Fifth grader Diablo Edwards puts a positive spin on his school's likely closing.
On the bright side, it's always good to go to another school, see what it's like.
If Indiana state lawmakers don't come up with a plan, Diablo is likely to attend sixth grade at a different elementary school somewhere in Gary. For Here and Now, I'm Michael Puente.